This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's government and Hamas on Wednesday agreed to a four-day pause in fighting to allow the release of 50 hostages held in Gaza in exchange for 150 Palestinians imprisoned in Israel and the entry of humanitarian aid into the besieged enclave. Officials from Qatar, which have been mediating negotiations as well as the U.S., Israel, and Hamas, have for days been saying a deal was imminent. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. It has been 10 years since the start of the uprising known as Maidan, or the Revolution of Dignity in Ukraine. VOA's Lysia Bakalets reports from Kyiv.
The demonstration in Kyiv's main square, Maidan Nezalezhnosti, started when then-President Yanukovych declined to sign a pact with the European Union, instead choosing closer ties to Russia. The violent dispersal of protesters sparked even more demonstrations that lasted for 3 months with hundreds of victims. Activists say the Maidan revolution is still going on for them as they battle Russia's assault on Ukraine's sovereignty and continue their fight for Western-style democratic reforms in their country. Lysia Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
South Korea moved to suspend on Wednesday part of a military agreement it signed with Pyongyang in 2018 after North Korea defied warnings from the United States and its allies and launched a spy satellite, calling it a success. South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo hosted a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and said in televised remarks the government was moving ahead to suspend part of the inter-Korean pact. North Korea said it placed its first spy satellite in orbit on Tuesday and vowed to launch more in the near future. This is VOA News. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it's been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. The report says authorities have closed mosques in the northern Ningxia region as well as Gansu province, which both have large populations of Muslims. It's part of a process known officially as consolidation. The new report draws on public documents, satellite images, and witness testimonies. It says China's efforts are part of a campaign by the ruling Communist Party to tighten control over religion and reduce the risk of possible challenges to its rule. The head of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange has reached a deal with U.S. federal prosecutors that will cost him his job and $50 million. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Xiangpeng Zhao, the CEO of Binance, will also plead guilty to breaking U.S. anti-money laundering laws, and the firm he founded will pay a $4 billion penalty. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the plea deal on Tuesday.
Binance facilitated billions of dollars of unregulated cryptocurrency transactions. It willfully enabled hundreds of millions of dollars in transactions between American users and users subject to U.S. sanctions.
The development is the latest devastating blow to the crypto world since the conviction earlier this year of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Would you pay $6 for a bottle of water? AP correspondent Donna Warder reports it's the latest thing, and a lot of people do.
Luxury water has become fashionable among the world's privileged. Such fine water can come from volcanic rock in Hawaii, or melting glaciers in Norway, or morning mist in Tasmania. Michael Masha is founder of the Fine Water Society, a consortium of small bottlers and distributors worldwide.
Over the last 10 years, we see a significant change, and over the last years, especially after the pandemic, when people suddenly paid a little bit more attention, It's exploding.
Masha says having the right stemware, drinking the right temperature, pairing it with food, all those kinds of things are important. I'm Donna Warder.
Argentina's right-wing president-elect Javier Milei, who in past years has called Pope Francis everything from an imbecile to the devil's man on earth, spoke on the phone with his countrymen on Tuesday. Milei's office said in a statement Francis had promised to send a rosary gift and they'd hoped a visit very soon. The Vatican had earlier said the two spoke in the late afternoon but did not disclose what was discussed and who initiated the phone call between the two. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.